Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one perek at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim Perek Yud Gimel. We had mentioned in the Tanakh Daily introduction, David had said every Tehillim on his own personal life, the life of every individual, and for all of Yisrael on a national level. This Tehillim is a good example of seeing how David said the Tehillim on all levels. Mamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ad Ana Adonai Tishkacheni Netzach Ad Ana Tastir Espanecha Mimeni. For the leader, a psalm of David, how long, O Lord, will you ignore me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Firstly, the Radak explains the simple meaning over here. David was lamenting over the fact that he was handed over to his enemies and felt they were ignoring his request to be left alone. Secondly, the personal meaning over here is, so many times we feel like Hashem isn't listening to our tefillos. We feel ignored, dejected, and worn out from endlessly trying to taste just a little bit of God's light, to know deeper that He's with us. This is why David calls out, Hashem, will you ignore me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Thirdly, this kapitel was set on a national level about Am Yisrael and in exile. Rashi and most Meforshim explain, it says Ad Ana, until how long, four times in this perek. The four times correspond to the four exiles that Yisrael has suffered and continue to suffer in. The four exiles are Bavel, Madai, Yavan, and Edom. We're currently in Galus Edom. So we see David was praying on behalf of Am Yisrael for Hashem to reveal His divine light, which would in return end the long exile and end all human suffering. Ad ana ashes etzos benafshi yagon bilvavi yomam ad ana yarum oivei alai. How long will I have cares on my mind, grief in my heart all day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Again, according to most Meforshim, this was said about Am Yisrael in exile. Therefore, the Pasuk really reads as follows. How long will Yisrael feel depressed and stressed from exile? How long will my enemies, which is the nations of the world, have the upper hand on Yisrael? B'derech Chizuk, I'd like to add a word on the topic of Geula nowadays. Baruch Hashem, that after 2,000 years of exile, Jews from all around the world have begun to return to Eretz Yisrael as the process of redemption is underway. The great Yirmiyah HaNavi said in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudalid, Ve'lakachti Eschem Echad Meir, Ushnai Mimishpacha, Ve'avesi Eschem Tzion. Hashem says, during the process of the final redemption, I will take you two from a family and one from a city back to Tzion. The Vilna Gaon writes in Sefer Kol HaTor, the most obvious sign of the final Geula is the ingathering of the exiles, when Jews from across the world will slowly and steadily return back to Eretz Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon's Talmud, Rav Hillel Mishklov, adds, and I quote, "That's why my Rebbe was adamant for us to move to Eretz Yisrael to begin the process of Kibbutz Galuyos to hasten the Geula," end quote. This is something truly amazing and obvious. And obviously, if the beginning is true and we can see it with our very own eyes, the end, when Mashiach ben David will reveal himself and usher in a new world order, will also be true. Habita aneni Adonai Elohei ha'ira enai pen ishas hamaves pen yomar oivei yachaltiv tzar yagilu ki emot. Look at me, answer me, O Lord my God, restore the luster to my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have overcome him, my foes exalt when I totter. But I trust in your faithfulness. My heart will exalt in your deliverance. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. The Radak and Malbim explain over here, David was thanking Hashem for the four exiles and breaks up the Pasuk as follows. V'ani b'chastecha batachti, I trusted in your chesed, corresponds to the Galus of Bavel. Yageh libi b'shuasecha, my heart rejoiced from your Savior, corresponds to the exile of Pras and Madai. Ashir el Hashem, I will sing to God, corresponds to Galus Yavon. And last but not least, Ki Gamal Elai, Hashem has been good to me, corresponds to our Golas of Edom. And that's the end of the Perek. May we merit to what the last of the 13 Ani Ma'amins says with the ending of our exile and the coming of Mashiach. I believe in perfect faith and emuna that Mashiach will come. Even though it takes so long, I will wait and yearn for the final redemption. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.